This is RSPNB Update, episode 229, recorded Thursday, November 5th, 2009. The Fruit Hat. Okay.
What? You said taking off.
Okay. Hello, everybody. We just suffered a little cough and jet engine noise taking off, courtesy of the Peanut Gallery here. Jason is here with us this week.
The what?
Yeah, you're the Peanut Gallery. That's Brad.
What the hell does that mean?
You don't know? You never heard the expression, the Peanut Gallery?
No.
Google it.
This better not be an insult, Shane.
Jason, have you heard Peanut Gallery?
Yes.
It's obviously derogatory.
My youngest sister usually is one.
Anyway, so we don't have
a personal group of people whose opinions are insignificant. How dare you, sir? I am most insulted.
Okay. We don't have many RuneScape updates this week. We're just going to mention that Jagex won the Golden Joystick Award.
Damn popularity contest.
Yeah, it is. When it's people voted, you know. And they're like the second biggest RPG game, aren't they? Next World of Warcraft.
Yeah, they are. It is a bit of a shame because it seems on their site and, you know, the thank you posted by MMG and Andrew, they seem really happy to have won it. When, let's be honest, Jagex, you didn't win it because you actually were the best games developer. Whether you are or not is a question we can answer. But the fact is, you didn't win it because you are. You won it because you posted on your site, which gets a lot of traffic, for people to vote for you. So it's sort of like, you know, if they put the Oscar for Best Actress was a popularity contest, and I told everyone to vote for me, and they did, and I won the Oscar for Best Actress. It wouldn't make me the Best Actress. It would just mean that, for some reason, I'm not sure why I said Best Actress. Okay, let's just move on.
Yeah. So basically they say 1.2 million votes were cast, a world record in itself for the Golden Joystick Awards. Most of the votes came from you, our epically sized community, not to mention the small fact that you managed to crash their website four times with all your votes.
They say it themselves. They admit they didn't really deserve it. They just got it by default.
This is why I didn't mention this last week, because it was sort of like a popularity kind of thing, you know? When it was up being voted on, so...
Who were they up against? Anyway, I can't think of any game UK game studios. Oh, there's Lionheart, Lionheart, you favorite.
Oh, it's UK only?
Yeah.
Not this one was.
It was best UK games developer.
Oh, so...
This award.
So, World of Warcraft wouldn't even have been in there.
Oh, no, of course they'd have lost it if Activision Blizzard could enter, and, you know, they could muster, like, 10 million subscribers to go and vote for them.
Anybody who votes for our respective game gets membership for life.
What?
That's what they should have done. I would have voted for them if I would have got free membership.
Yeah, but they would have lost an awful lot of money, because a lot of people, like you and me, would have done it just for the free membership.
Oh, well, then basically you make pay-to-play free, right, with this.
And how do they make their money?
Keep the price at $5 and then have the members plus at $10 a month.
Oh, God.
What?
It's a retarded idea.
It's a perfectly good idea, perfectly business sound idea, you know?
No, it's an uber-capitalist idea is what it is.
Good for business.
It's a bit like net neutrality, you know, if they could charge you for what sites you want to access.
That's an entirely different basket of
No, race. It's the same principle, Shane.
No, it's not. Jason, what do you think?
You have to set out your argument a bit better than that. Shane thinks that you should be able to pay for, you know, extra member worlds where probably, you know, only 18 plus are allowed to go.
Didn't we talk about this last week? I mean, not last week, last time I was here.
Oh, probably.
Probably. He brings it up every now and then.
Except that was with the NDA.
Oh, yeah, when he was saying, oh, yeah, if you could go on and test it, but you'd have to sign an NDA, as if Jagex are going to have legal papers written up for teenagers to test their game.
Well, yeah, if they don't follow them, just go to their house and, you know, like, do something painful to them.
That's illegal, Shane.
But Jagex doesn't know where you live.
Sure they do. You give them your contact info when you sign up. I did. Didn't you guys?
Huh. I did give them my address, yes.
I didn't. I don't remember doing that.
Jagex knows where you live.
Yeah, I have no problem with that. For all I care,
I know where you live, Shane.
No, you don't.
Yes,
for all,
I do.
For all I know, Andrew could come here and ask to have dinner with me, and I greatly do that, and then I'd show him what we're doing and stuff. Well, no, wouldn't you do the same thing if he came to
Andrew's
where...
never going to come to my house.
You never know, but if he did.
If he did, I would say, I love your game, Mr. Gower, but you are not going to come in for dinner because I've already eaten, and I'm not cooking again just for you. I'm sorry. Go away. Go back to Cambridge.
You should move to Cambridge.
No.
Why not?
Why not? Why should I move to Cambridge?
I don't know. We got a few site members there.
Why should I move to Cambridge? Again, give me a reason.
Because we got a few site members there, and you could enlist their help.
Enlist their help with what?
Going to visit Jagex or various other site things.
What, so I should organize a raiding party?
well, not like a raiding party isn't a dangerous raiding party, you know, but... Yeah,
come on, let's get some weapons and go raid Jagex. Yeah, that's a really good idea, Shane.
I never said anything about weapons.
I can't believe you're trying to solicit me to illegally break and enter. That's.
I never said anything about weapons, but I think we should be moving on. Noting this picture,
police are
going
to come and get you, Shane.
On the Twitter feed of their golden joystick in their cabinet. Where's the? Oh yeah, there's the golden joystick.
I'm sorry, Jagex, but I understand. You know, a single award is better than no awards, but that's a really pathetic looking award cabinet.
It should have been smaller.
Yeah, smaller, because then it would look better. Yeah. When you have a big cabinet with only like four awards in it.
What's the thing on the bottom?
I don't know. Is that like best ice cream or something?
One guy here says it's a Java trophy.
Oh.
Oh, okay. Yeah. What about the purple wall behind it?
That's bad.
Just
design.
The purple wall.
Oh, would you guys like a wall that color?
No.
I don't know.
It wouldn't be too bad. It just depends where it was.
I'm not too impartial on imperial. Imperial? Interior design. So, I don't know. But link will be in the notes to this picture. Oh, they also got the picture of the guy who won the contest and stuff. Yeah, that'll be in the notes, too. That would have been nice to go there, don't you think?
Would have been interesting, as we've said in the past.
Yeah, and I think next contest I'll enter. We'll see what happens with that. Yeah, but that's it for Jagex kind of related news. So, with that said, we're going to move on straight on into questions, and we got an audio question this week. From a
Thank
fellow
you.
Named Connor.
Dear Shane, I'm looking to start off as a programmer, and I've heard you say that Visual Basic is not a good language to pick. Can you give me a few good reasons why Java is better than Visual Basic, and why I shouldn't choose Visual Basic? Thanks again, and keep up the good work.
Okay. Well, the first reason that I say to stay away from Visual Basic is because it's not the structures that you'll learn in Visual Basic, like the way the language is laid out, isn't the same as Java. Its syntax is very, very different. I don't know if have any of you guys used Visual Basic?
No.
Java? C?
No.
Okay. Well, basically, say for instance, you have a statement and in Java or C, it would be surrounded by curly brackets, but in the same kind of thing in Visual Basic, you'd any kind of statement separation is done purely by tabbing. So as you can see, the code becomes harder to manage the more levels of statements you have in there. Another thing is that Visual Basic is a Microsoft-built technology, which isn't exactly used by the AP computer science curriculum and universities and teaching basic programming. So if that's the area you're looking to go into, Visual Basic won't give you as much of a head start as it will in terms of teaching you a programming language that will be useful in school. And another reason that I think Visual Basic should be stayed away from is that it doesn't enforce kind of limits on what you can do, whereas Java is very restrictive in saying that you can't take corners with your, can't cut corners with your code. So, for instance, an example of this might be of using, say, an integer in a double kind of floating point decimal kind of variable. Java wouldn't let you do that, but Visual Basic would. And then there's also other kind of little same things like that as well that make Java a better learning tool. So in essence, Java is sort of like riding a tricycle before you upgrade to your first bike. Yeah. Yeah, Brad, you can wake up now.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, thank you. Brad, read the next one.
Next question. Dear Shane, Brad, and guest, Jason, what's the best item drop you've ever gotten? Best item drop. I can't think. Nothing that good. Shane?
Well, the best item drop was probably a dragon two-handed sword. But if best item drop through Clue Scroll, I don't know, does that count?
Third Age. Yeah, you can say that.
Yeah, it would be my Third Age plate legs.
So, oh, nice.
So either one of those two.
If it's through Clue Scrolls, the best reward I've got since I started playing regularly again was Zamorak Kite, which is rubbish, worth about 800k, I think.
Aww. Jason?
I think my best would be my most recent good Clue drop, which was a Serotum in Full Helm. It sold for about 1.1m.
Ooh, that's good. Yes, the Ceridomen stuff is always worth more than the other stuff. Any actual drops, either of you, though, from monsters?
Nope.
Dragon Half Shield once, I think.
Oh, how much was it worth then?
It's only 700 or 800k.
it's even less than that now, isn't it?
It might be.
Yeah, it's less than 100k now.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, so, second part of
actually
the question.
I'm
looking it up too.
$65.9k.
Wow.
And then the one you get from the Legends Guild is $739k.
You can buy it cheaper from players than from the shop.
Yeah. So that's too bad, you know, like these dragon items are demeaned like that.
Yeah. And look at the full shield when you put it together.
What
it's
about
only
it?
302k.
Oh,
so you can make an operating loss.
Yeah, that's right. Yes. Wow. So it's kind of like a. So when you're fighting something, it's like, please, no half shield. That'll cost me more money.
You just sell it, and you'd sell it to somebody stupid enough to want to buy both the halves.
Well, yeah, that's true. But how many people are stupid enough to do that?
I'd say a lot in RuneScape.
Too many.
Would you, yeah. Brad?
No. Shut up. Anyway, what's your favorite item in RuneScape, not counting skill capes? Do you really need to ask, Top Hat?
What'd you say? Top Hat?
Top Hat.
Okay, Jason?
Mine is a five-feather white chompy crown.
Okay. Yeah, I never bothered with that game in all my 5+ years of playing. Is it fun?
Mostly boring, but it's nice to have the hats because nobody else has them.
Okay. As for me, I'd probably have to say my Santa hat that I have, or if any item I could have, I still want a white or green party hat.
How much are they worth now?
That's a good question. See, I'd never buy one of these party hats to sell, you know, because they're like a losing investment. Okay, white is 300 mil, green is 234.
Mike used to have a green, didn't he?
Yeah, he sold it, and
and then it rocketed in price.
Yeah, that was a bad move on his part.
Almost all rares seem to do that.
Well, they have been going up. If you look at it, 180 days ago on May 9th, the green was 104, and today it's 234.
Wow.
So, I don't know. It took a long time for these things to start moving on the Grand Exchange. So, I don't know. You know, you can take pictures with the photo booth thing, right? But you can also borrow items from people and just take a picture, you know?
Yeah.
So, that'd be kind of fun, but I don't know what the point of that would be. But anyways, That question was from Magnegnagon. Shane, why don't you like Family Guy? That's from Chris for Life.
Because he's too socially conservative to find any of the humor funny.
Well, yeah, I honestly don't think that any of that stuff is funny. It's a question of why is this stuff allowed to be on mainstream TV? It's crude humor that I think should be kept towards a group of teenagers outside on a walk after school. I don't think it's something that should.
So you don't think it you don't think it should be allowed?
Yeah, that's right. I don't think it should be allowed to be on TV.
So you are pro censorship of the media?
Well, yeah, if it's a, I don't know, I think that censorship of the internet or TV shows, if they're detrimental to the value of society, the government should keep a list, you know?
I think computer programmers are detriment to the value of society, so I think all computer programming should be banned. What do you think about that?
No,
it's got about as much justification as the things you say.
Why? It's teaching these kids that it's okay to talk like this in school.
Any kid who's dumb enough to just watch a TV show and just copy exactly is the sort of kid.
Yeah, but have you heard what they say in school?
No, since I've not been in one for a long time.
See? That's what I'm talking about.
And how long since you were in school?
Oh, a few years. But
yeah, exactly. How old are you now? 4 years?
Yeah, but Family Guy was on back then.
Okay, and?
You see these people in school talking like that, and this, granted, they'll do it anyways, but this is encouraging them.
So? If people are like that, they're always going to be like that.
No, I think we're done for this question because Brad and Shane I are never
going to right.
We're never going to agree on this.
I'm right, Shane's wrong.
Jason, do you have anything to say on that question?
I don't watch it.
Okay, that's good on you. I give you a round of applause. Brad, next one.
Dear Shane and Brad and Jason, what is your pet peeve? Okay, we'll do that first. Pet peeves, Shane is one of them. I don't know. I don't like people who are overly interested in what other people are doing to the level that they want to be judgmental and things like that. Like, you know, I think people like that should keep to their own lives. It's probably why they're such. Excuse my language.
Okay, I gotta edit that out now.
Yeah, I know you have. Because they're more interested in what others are doing than in their own lives. That's my theory. But no, generally, I don't like rude people. Don't say anything, Shane. I don't like people who are self-centered. I don't like people who are selfish. I just don't like people, really. People are my pet peeve.
Okay. Jason?
I don't like arrogant people. Okay.
Yeah, that's another one.
Yeah, that's good. Anything else?
People that say one thing and then do another.
Oh yeah, that's politicians in general.
Yeah.
Okay. As for me, I think my biggest pet peeve would have to be the fact that there can't be a good computer operating system that does all three things well, you know? A good operating system that has a stable back end, one that has a wide support applications.
And Shane likes something with a stable back end.
And one that looks nice to use and is decent.
Don't ignore my taunts.
I'm not going there on this episode. We did that last time Kala was on. Yeah. But basically what I'm saying is there needs to be an operating system that combines the goodness of macOS and Windows.
Called Linux?
Well, no, Linux isn't there yet, sadly.
Yeah, Linux does have its own problems sometimes.
Yeah. See, I was setting up something on the server here, and it took quite a while to set up, and then there was this one, Mike and I were both looking at it, and there was this one little thing that we both missed, and it was one character. It was a slash missing on a path that caused the entire service to not work. So,
well, maybe you should be better with your analytical skills.
Well, no, it's just that this Linux is the documentation's spotty, and anything you search on Google comes up with a mailing list, which is real helpful, you know? So, I don't know.
Well, tell it to use some proactive if it's a little spotty.
Huh?
Oh, forget it. You completely missed it.
Yeah, I missed it. Okay, second part.
If you were stranded on an island and had to choose three people to spend your time with there, who would it be and why? Sincerely, Italy for life. I don't like that. That's a difficult question. Who would I take to an island? Probably three fat people, so when I kill them to eat them, they'd last longer. Come on, people. We have to think this in purely in pure survival terms. I'm not going to take somebody I like, because, let's face it, the likelihood is I'm going to have to eat them sooner or later.
Okay.
So
who
yeah.
would you take? Name them off.
What, fat people? The three fattest people in the world.
Okay. Okay, Jason.
I don't know who I take. I assume he, you know, he expects us to say like our three favorite people or something. But I don't know. I wouldn't want to spend, because if I'm around anybody for too long, I end up really being really annoyed by them. So I wouldn't want to take somebody I like, because I'd end up not liking them. So
yeah,
I might as well take someone I dislike.
That's the case with
Shane,
you and me.
Shane, do you fancy coming?
Yeah, sure.
I don't think there's any possibility that you could annoy me more than you already do. So you'd be a safe bet.
Okay, two others.
I don't... Okay, Shane, Mike. No, Mike, no. I like Mike. Shane, Mike. Shane, Andrew Garen, Mod MMG.
Okay.
Mod Gerhard.
Yeah, we'd have some good fun together, the three of us.
No, because the three of you'd be talking about programming. That's bad. Oh, I don't know. Shane, you answer.
Jason, go first.
That's a difficult question. I like and I don't like your point on not taking the people we like because we would dislike them.
Any family or friends you don't like?
I don't like.
Name three people you don't like. I take Stephen Harper with me.
RSNs are real life names.
Nobody from the forums who could possibly come back and want to sue us.
Sue you? Why are they going to want to sue you? Don't be stupid.
For wanting to take them to an island.
They can't sue you for that.
You never know.
Oh, Shane.
Okay. Jason, no ideas then?
No ideas.
Okay.
Who are you going to say, Shane?
I would take I'd take a random person named drawn out of a hat who's been banned on the site.
Plus, you could kill them.
No. They'd just be dinner, like you said.
Chrysala, a lot of blubber.
No.
Come on, you know she's big and
huge. I'd take Mike.
And me.
No, the other third person would be a toss-up between Chief, Culla, or Paul.
Why those three? And you have to say one. You can't say it would be a toss-up between this, and this. Stop being so damn diplomatic.
Okay. Jason, pick a number between 1 and 3.
2.
Okay. Call is coming.
What, so you can eat him as well?
No.
You obviously didn't listen to my theory about
we're going to eat the banned person.
Yeah, and then how about if they don't want to, Shane?
Well, they're coming anyways.
Okay, so out of the three of you, who's going to be man enough to kill the person? Cuz I don't think any of you three could do it.
Oh, I could.
Yeah, right, Shane.
Seriously, yeah.
I don't think you're capable of anything like that. I know I'm not, so if I'm not, you certainly aren't.
Okay, you don't know that.
Well, and you do have a crazy psychotic side, so...
You never know. Anyways, thank you, Italy for Life. Question could result in a few
lawsuits.
Thanks
for really hurting my feelings. I'm not taking Shane, FYI. Well, I'll take Shane, but I'll push him out of the plane on the way.
Jason, read the next one.
Shane, Brad, other hosts. What do you guys think about JX canceling Mechscape? I never heard that it was canceled until I read this question.
Yeah, they put out this... there was supposed to be a press release coming, but I don't think it ever came. And Brad, what was that site?
Gaming Biz, I think it was. It first appeared on there, and I actually showed Shane last week, wasn't it? And you were quite suspicious because you thought it wasn't real.
Yeah, I never heard of the site, so...
No, nor have I. Let me read it.
Let's see.
RuneScape creator Jagex has emerged its decision to scrap its long-in-production second MMO Mechscape. and the plug was pulled as the futuristic title. And the plug was pulled on the futuristic title in August, despite a formal announcement in March that the game was due for release later this year, costing the firm tens of millions of pounds. However, the firm still plans to launch a new MMO in 2010. Sadly, the game was not as complete as we wanted, and we spent the last few months attempting to fix the game where we could, Mark Gerhard said. All it basically boils down to is they're scrapping the game, but they're keeping the engine.
Yeah, you know, this sounds like a lot like the Longhorn thing in 2003 when they started over.
It sounds a lot to me like they just decided the whole idea of a sci-fi MMO is rubbish. Let's, you know, use another.
Yeah, well, they said the ideas, it wasn't going where they wanted, and it was too much like RuneScape. So
it would have been lame if it was just sort of like RuneScape, but with a different setting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh look, there's 24 skills. There's alchemy, and there's chopping, and
chopping.
Yeah, like a cheap thing of wood cutting.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, that joke went completely over both of your heads.
Yeah, I don't get it.
I don't get you, Shane.
What if they made like a real-time RPG thing where the time in real life is equal to the time in game? Then you have to do certain things in there, you know?
That could be scary.
And it could be like a nice engine if the producers of 24 wanted to make like a 24 RPG, you know?
Oh, God.
You'd have people playing terrorists and stuff.
I think everybody would play terrorists. I think that's the way these games work. No, I wouldn't play it, Shane.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you know, there's nothing on the JAGX site in the press section, but I just went there to JAGX.com and they got a new website.
What's it called?
JAGX.com.
Did you have that before?
No.
Have you guys gone to Mechscape World?
No.
There was an interview there, wasn't it? That's where MMG said it there or something when they interviewed him, I think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. On the second, there's a news post here. It says Mechscape has been reborn as Stellar Dawn.
Yeah.
It will benefit from the engine improvements made from Mechscape. The gameplay and content will be different, so anything you heard about the game may no longer be the case. Stellar Dawn will have a PvP aspect. RuneScape creator and JAGX founder Andrew Gower is now in charge of the project. They hope to launch it at 2010, but no guarantees.
I don't know.
Stellar Dawn still sounds quite sci-fi-y, though.
No, that sounds like a better name than Mechscape.
But it still sounds quite sci-fi-like.
Well, yeah, but I don't know. How do you translate an MMO into a sci-fi realm, you know? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
It says it's aimed for an older audience.
So what, like 30-plus?
I don't know. They claim it will feature deeper, more complex gameplay.
Oh, that's good. I like that.
Well, yes, so more complex and just right-click on the tree and sit there. God, it's not really difficult to get more complex than that.
Well, I don't know. What if they mean complex in terms of hard to figure out, like solving like math equations or something?
Yes. Yes, because people would do that for a game.
An educational game.
Yeah, that's a good idea. That's a good idea. Stellar Dawn, educating you in space.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Quantum physics.
Ooh, that'd be a good idea. The first person to develop technology in Stellar Dawn to achieve the speed of light gets an award.
Oh, God, Shane, you're pathetic.
Why? It's a good idea.
Oh, God. Please, Shane, never ever get a job where you get paid for your ideas, because I think it would be a disaster.
Thank you. That question was from AW2100. Hey there, Shane, Brad, and Jason. Do you think JAGX should update farming? If you were in charge of farming, what new things would you add?
Shane if he thinks farming should be updated. It's like asking Hitler if, you know, killing all the Jews was a good idea. Of course he's going to say yes. I'm not sure if the Hitler reference was appropriate, but we'll run with it.
Yeah, I don't know if it was either. I don't know. But
it was like I was endorsing it. I was just saying that's what Hitler would think, and it's true. It's what he would think.
Okay. Yes, I think they should update farming because right now the highest level thing is 85, and it's really not that much good for being, except for being a skill and gathering fruits and vegetables and herbs for herb lore. I think it needs to intertwine more with the other skills.
It intertwines with herb lore more than most other skills intertwine.
Yeah, no, but it should like maybe intertwine with say something like, I don't know, like mining or summoning, you know?
How could it intertwine with summoning?
Well, it could intertwine with summoning by growing a special plant that you need for a familiar that can only be achieved by growing it yourself.
Yeah, or by growing some sort of familiar.
Growing a familiar?
Yeah, you could.
That could work.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense, you know? And then you could just have it follow you. Yeah, that's a good idea. Okay, and as for mining, I don't know, maybe... I'm sure there are plants out there that are hard, you know, like hard like rocks that you could mine, so...
That'd be interesting.
Shane is losing all touch with reality as
it's a perfectly good idea! You could also do it a PvP idea, you know? You guys ever hear of the Venus flytrap?
Yes.
You could build, like, a bigger one of those, you know, and then...
Lure someone to a farming patch.
No. You store it in your backpack, then you throw it at them, you know, and then it grabs them, and then it latches on, and it starts poisoning them.
Don't they have... Isn't Stranger Plant like that?
Well, yeah, but it can't, like, latch on and do stuff like that.
This is almost as bad as Time Rune, Shane.
No, this is better than Time Runes.
That's worse.
No. Jason, what do you think of my idea with the fly trap?
It sounds pretty good, except it's like the Stranger Plant.
Yeah, well, it'll be more useful than the Stranger Plant. Call it Stranger Plant +++. I don't know. I just know that this idea was spawned by when somebody said that they got a fly trap for a gift from someone. So,
Who?
You know who you are out there.
Who got the fly trap?
Somebody.
So this must be one of the three people on RSVNB that you actually talked to.
No, it could have been anybody on RSVNB. Who's in one of the groups at the bottom.
Okay, so... this is
no
weird,
guesses.
Shane.
No guesses.
I don't care, Shane. I'm not like you. I came back, and I was slightly late back. I only arrived 10 minutes back before we were due to record. And Shane asked me where I was, and I refused to say, and he said, I'm not getting on Skype until you tell me. That's how OC obsessive compulsive Shane is with having to know where everyone is.
Okay. Brad, what would you change about farming?
I would remove the skill.
I knew you that were way, say that.
And because that way I don't have to get 70 in it to have 70 in all skills, and I'm really dreading having to actually put effort into it. Thank you.
Jason?
Huh? I think I'd have to agree with the updates we talked about earlier.
Intertwining it more?
Yeah. And here he's the Lunar Sensei. Says, personally, I'd like some high-level untradeable seeds added to the game. That would be a good idea if they had more untradeable seeds or untradeable items that had to do with the skills.
Yeah, and then when you, like, chop down the tree or harvest it or whatever, you could use the materials that are left over after you use it to make, like, something you could wear, you know? Like a hat out of it to show that you've planted that, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good idea. So, I like this guy's idea.
So you could have, like, a hat made of fruit.
Well, no, that'd go bad, but something like leaves out of it.
No, like a hat made of fruit. Like, you know, one of those hats that strange women wear. Like Carmen Miranda used to wear.
What?
You have no idea who
No.
Carmen Miranda.
No.
A fruit hat is a festive and colorful hat popularized by Carmen Miranda, who was an actress. Brazilian samba singer and actress, popular in the 1940s and 50s. Don't say we don't cater to an older audience.
Yeah. So would people like come up?
Yeah.
Come up,
moving on.
So would people like come up to her and like take a bite out of her hat?
No, I don't think that would have been classed as acceptable behavior around somebody with a fruit hat. Although she may have given pieces of her hat out to children to encourage them to eat healthily.
Oh, that's a great idea. Now that you think of it, you mentioned it.
Hey kids, want to eat healthy?
Have a kiwi hat or a papaya hat or a watermelon hat. That'd be rather heavy, though.
Shane, it's really easy to make you laugh. You just talk about fruit hats and go fruit hats.
Oh! I almost fell out of my chair leaning back. I got a new chair this past weekend, and I'm still gauging its limits for leaning back.
Okay, just keep leaning until you fall.
No. Wow, thank you, Lunar Sensei. That's a great question. I'll make a note to put this question in the clip show.
Carmen Miranda.
Who's that?
Who says 40s and 50s actresses don't get mentioned on this
show? Oh,
she
was the one with the fruit hat.
Yes! God damn it, Shane, you're slow.
Okay. I don't know, Jason, we already asked you on this, didn't we?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Moving on. Name change week? Love Earth.
I don't know. Is he asking for another name change week?
Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, he must be.
Why? Well, no, because we did it once and we said that would be the last time ever.
Yeah, and quite.
And if we did it again, it would make it that we were lying back then.
Yeah.
To make ourselves liars. Why?
I don't know.
Why would we do that?
It was also very hectic too.
Yeah, it was. Even though I got like no PMs because nobody thinks to PM me. I'm like Mike and Shane. I remember before I even got modded when I wanted my name changed because I was originally Brad Woodward when I signed up my RuneScape name. I knew that Mike was nicer than Shane, so I PM'd Mike. I knew that about them without even knowing Mike and Shane. I knew Mike was the nice.
Yeah, but I proved I was nice to you when we first met.
No, Shane, you proved to me that you were creepy when we first met.
No, you didn't think that back then.
Yes, I did.
No, you looked up to me.
I looked up to you, only because you're 6'1", and I'm 5'9", or 5'10", whatever I am.
Jason, how tall are you?
I don't remember.
Oh, okay.
I don't keep tabs on my height.
Okay. Well, next time you're... next.
Shane only does because he's taller than most people, and he likes to think he's better.
Next time you're near a measuring stick, measure yourself. No name change week coming.
Because that would make us hypocrites.
Yeah.
And we don't like making ourselves hypocrites, except for Shane, who does it on a regular basis.
No. Jason, next one.
Dear hosts and guests, what do you all think of nuclear batteries?
I think Chernobyl was wrong, and we should never allow it to happen again. I have no idea. I really have no thoughts on nuclear batteries.
Okay. Jason?
I haven't heard much about nuclear batteries.
Okay. Well, basically what it is that it's a basic mini kind of hydrogen fusion reactor kind of thing that would be on a small scale. But the problem is you can't control a reaction with that. So you'd have a big explosion if it was to kind of go up, you know?
Mm.
And suffice to say, it's been theorized, but we're not at the level of technology yet where it would become practical nor safe.
I was at a fireworks display earlier, and my dad wanted to put the box of fireworks in the bonfire. And I said, surely it would be more interesting if you put a firework inside a nuclear reactor and see what happened. And then I thought that that's probably how Chernobyl happened, and they just covered it up.
Actually, no. Chernobyl happened because they were doing a diagnostic.
That's what they tell you, Shane. They didn't say, we thought it would be funny to put a firework inside the nuclear reactor, and it went wrong. They wouldn't admit to that. They get sued to their, you know, for incompetence. They probably wouldn't get compensation.
I don't know.
They were just running a diagnostic. They put a firework in the nuclear reactor.
Nuclear power is actually safe.
Yeah, see? And all because they decided to be stupid and put a firework in a nuclear reactor, nuclear power got a bad rap. It's all their fault. It's perfectly safe.
So back to the question, I don't think we'll be seeing them anytime soon. What we're more likely to see are supercapacitors. Basically, what a capacitor is it's an electronic device that holds a charge in some sort of electrolyte fluid. So basically what a supercapacitor does is it takes this charge and holds a large amount of charge with a quick recharge cycle. So basically you can say that you could plug in an electric car for, an hour and you'd be able to drive for an entire day, or plug in your computer for 30 seconds and you'd be able to power it for the entire day. That's where battery technology is going next.
That would be nice.
Yeah. So look up supercapacitors. Most appealing in a nuclear battery and the worst flaw? I think we already addressed that.
Chernobyl.
Okay. Or a bunch of terrorists getting control over a nuclear power plant.
That would be bad.
Chernobyl. I want to go on one of those tours where they take you around around the big cities that were deserted when Chernobyl happened.
Okay.
I want to go on one of those tours. I think they're in the Ukraine.
Yeah, they are. They are. So, that question was from Brian. Brian. Brad?
Next question?
Yes.
Dear Brad, Jason, and Shane, see how you're last in pecking order there, Shane. Shane, what would be a worse punishment, losing your 25 million farming XP or watching Brad burn all your Star Trek episodes? Which would you rather, Shane? Which would you rather?
I'd rather lose my farming XP because I like farming and I can get my 25 million XP back.
You could get the DVDs back if you went to a shop.
No. No, they don't sell them anymore.
Really?
No, they don't. I haven't seen them. Like, they only sell a few of them, but I haven't seen all of them that I have.
So you'd rather lose all the experience. I'd have more fun burning your DVDs, personally, so choose that, because I want to do that. Actually, no, I don't think I could willfully destroy another's possessions.
Yeah, I have...
So if you pick that, I wouldn't be able to go through with it, and you wouldn't lose anything.
I have the you next generation, Deep Space Nine, Voyager, and Enterprise all on DVD, and all the movies. And 2 weeks from now, on the 17th, I'll be going out to buy the summer Star Trek movie.
God, sad.
You saw it.
I was forced to go and see it.
And you liked it.
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay.
Don't put thoughts in my head, Shane. I didn't like it.
Second part.
Brad, also, if you had to get 99 farming or Herblore, what would it be? Herblore, because it's a fairly useful skill now with the overload potions. Okay. Easy question, really. I really don't have anything against Herblore, even though Shane likes it. I think Herblore's a fairly good skill. If I was filthy rich, I'd probably raise it a little bit higher.
Okay.
And Jason, what are Shane and Brad like? that's not a fair question to ask anybody.
Mm. Well, what he wants you to say, Jason, is he wants you to say that Shane is the better one out of Shane and Brad because he's able to see the bigger picture more.
Oh,
and he
God.
Spends more time on RuneScape than Brad does.
Brainwashed neocon, Shane. Brainwashed neocon.
No.
You can't put pressure on people like that.
No, I was just saying that's what Jason wants to say.
But see, you're putting words in. Don't put words in people's mouths.
Okay, Jason, what do you think?
Can I just say it in one word?
Yes.
From my perspective.
Yes.
Funny.
Huh?
Funny.
Okay, that's good.
Nice.
That's good. Thank you. That question was from WarGuts70. Interesting name.
WarGuts.
Brad.
Keep up the great show, guys. WarGuts70, blah, 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 blah. And you want me to read out the next one?
Yeah.
Dear hosts, go Brad. Yes, go Brad indeed. By the way, I've played hockey at RAF Halton. I'm regretting actually giving as much details out in a public forum as I have. So I'm really paranoid now that I'm going to get there and like a drill instructor will somehow find out about this and I'll get made fun of and everybody
no,
will.
It's a good thing to put on a resume, this kind of commitment.
Volunteer
know?
Work with mentally infirm people. That's you, Shane. Dear host Cobra, okay, played hockey at RF Halton. I'm not especially great in RuneScape, only combat level 83 or so. Where should I train my attack, strength, and defense? Just do it with Slayer. I think we've said that a lot of times before, because Slayer will make you money, and unless you like really want combat levels fast, which is not much of an advantage doing it that way, you should just train with Slayer, because you get money as well.
Yeah, that's
Slayer
right.
Tasks.
Yeah.
Is that how both you guys train combat, through Slayer?
Yep, that's what I'm doing right now. Well, okay. After the show, actually, but...
Okay. Next part?
Next part. Also, do you think if I only have 4 million, should I save it for Jag? There, I can't speak. Take two. Also, do you think if I have only 4 million, I should save it for a drag chain, nailed it, buy a plate, a rune plate, or stick with my granite plate? I don't know. Unless you have your heart set on a dragon plate, it's probably not much point to get.
He said dragon chain.
Dragon chain, yeah. And if you are going to follow through with our Slayer idea, which would give you money, you should probably save up about 5 million and get a set of Guthans, which is really handy.
Yeah, and you can use that for general armor, too.
Yeah,
so.
You can use it for
that's great armor.
And the healing and everything. It's great.
When but it between, works...
Between those three choices, the granite plate actually has the best defense for cost.
Okay.
It actually beats the rune plate in defense.
Wow.
Okay. So in other words, stick with the granite plate until you have enough money for Guthans. Last part.
Lastly, I would like to warn people about viruses and trojans from mediafire.com because my computer just died completely from a virus and said it was a safe file. Thanks from Pete. MediaFire. I don't think I've ever downloaded it.
Yeah, I think that it's probably not MediaFire. You probably got it from somewhere else through clicking on some kind of version of spyware or something. Because I've used MediaFire before, and it turned out to be fine. So, in general...
Does MediaFire scan the uploads?
I don't know, and I don't think so. But still, you should be really careful whenever you download an executable file from a place like that. So, but yeah, see that would be a reason to move to Linux or get a Mac.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, because Macs don't have viruses because the user's already so depressed nobody would ever write a virus in Microsoft.
No, be nice.
Be nice. I think I'm. That is one phrase I'm really not going to miss hearing. Be nice.
You have to be more tolerant.
Says you, Shane.
To people who use other operating
systems. I am more tolerant than you, without question.
To people who use other operating systems. Thanks, and moving on. That's from Pete. Brad, Shane, and Jason. Did your parents ever have you play learning games as little kids, like typing and math games? That's from Mr. Noob. Jason?
Yeah, I had some games like that, mostly math and spelling ones. They didn't force me to play them. I actually enjoyed playing most of them.
Okay. Brad?
No, I never really did when I was younger. Yeah.
No, neither did I, because when I was that age, we were with something called Windows 3.1, and computers were really expensive back then, so we didn't have a computer until I was probably about...
Your family's rich, Shane, don't lie.
No, we didn't have a computer until 1996. So
your
I wouldn't,
family's rich.
So I wouldn't have been able to play those kind of
Shane
games.
Shane is from a rich family.
Shh.
Well, not really, but he likes to think he's rich.
You don't need to bring that into this.
Yes, you do, Shane. Class is important.
No. But, yeah, so it's kind of a mixed blessing with these kind of things, because you have to ask, what's the parent teaching, and what's the kid learning from this game? Is it useful? So, but we used to play them in school, you know, so I guess that sort of counts.
We never played anything like that in school.
You didn't have a weekly computer period or anything?
I don't think when I first started...
Yeah, I remember they used to teach everybody how to type, but now that's a given.
I remember one of the first computer lessons I remember having, probably when I was about, let me think, it was the first year of junior school, so I must have been about 7 or 8, mm-hmm. And they just asked us where the computer was on a computer, and like 90% of people pointed to the monitor. No, that's not the computer. But bear in mind, I lived with 7-year-old kids, and, you know,
But... They use PCs in your schools?
Yeah, PCs. Why?
They used Macs at my school. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, they had the first generation iMacs. You know, the blue ones?
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. They used computers in the 1 year of secondary school I went to.
Okay. Thank you. That's from Mr. Noob.
The IT man was always really old and grouchy.
Oh. Yeah.
I think he was called Shane.
Our IT people in junior high had lots of work to do because the higher level computer science people were always able to break through whatever protection they put on the computer to unlock its full potential.
Nerds.
So, what? What else are you supposed to do when you finish your assignments? Play
you're
solitaire?
Yeah, play solitaire, exactly. That's what you're supposed to do. Like good little children. You should be more tolerant of IT people, Shane.
I am, because I might be one day. You never know.
You will, Shane. You're not qualified to do anything else.
Be nice.
That's true, Shane. You are not qualified to do anything else.
Okay. Jason, I'm going to get you to take this last question.
Dear Shane and Brad, if you could be the leading star in a sequel to an existing movie, which movie would you choose and why?
You can answer too.
Sequel? I'd like to be in one of the last three Star Wars ones.
Oh, God.
Good answer. Good answer. I would like to be in the next Star Trek movie just so I could mess it up with my terrible acting.
I was going to say the same thing.
So you could mess it up with your terrible acting?
No, so we could fight each other. You could be like the evil Romulan. And I could be the one that pushes you off a cliff.
But then I actually hang on by my fingertips and I grab your foot and yank you down and you end up dying instead of me.
No, that's happened before. That's happened before on a movie, believe it or not. So, yeah. So Brad and I would be starring in Star Trek while Jason would star in Star Wars. Are they making any more Star Wars movies?
I don't think so, but there's actually three that haven't been made yet.
Oh, that's good.
Because there's actually three trilogies.
A trilogy of trilogies.
Yes.
Wow. Well, there's been 11 Star Trek movies.
That's 11 too many.
Okay. Jason, do you ever watch Star Trek?
Not usually. I sometimes catch Enterprise on.
Oh, yeah. Enterprise was horrible. But, yeah, if you want to know where to start, let me know. I'll put you on the same regiment that I put Paul on.
I will.
Oh,
also, how often do you watch television? What do you watch?
I don't watch much TV.
Neither do I, really. My family has it on in the background a lot.
What do they watch?
Doing stuff. Well, we just got done watching the baseball season and the World Series.
Okay.
But usually, it's either Hallmark or the Food Network.
Ah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we don't have the Hallmark channel up here.
We do.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What do they have on it?
I don't know. I never watch it, but I see it when I scroll through.
Okay, Jason, what do they have on it?
They got sometimes Walker, Texas Ranger, Touched by an Angel, and then they've got movies on, Hallmark movies.
Okay. So, you guys don't watch much TV then, hey?
Not really.
Okay.
We're too busy around the farm.
Okay. As for me, for TV, in the winter season, 24, that's weekly, right now, my main two TV shows are The Amazing Race and Flashpoint. Which you probably heard me talk about last week. If you're listening, if not, go back and listen to last week's
show. I didn't, and I was there.
You never heard me talk about Flashpoint?
I don't think so. What was it about?
Remember I made it my pick? Or no, that was 2 weeks ago I made Flashpoint my pick.
Did you? Well, I wasn't listening.
Yeah, you weren't listening to it. Jeez.
I never listened to anything you say.
Oh.
Surprised?
Yeah.
Really, Shane? Really? You surprised?
Yeah. Basically, it's like kind of like a cop show, but not cops, as you know it. That's on Fox. But
I think I'm going to be talking about some crap like that. I probably made some, you know, some insulting, you know,
yeah,
some insulting generic insult.
It's basically like kind of like a hostage kind of negotiation one. Last week they had this crazy guy at a farm who thought he was like the leader of this cult, and he had cancer, so he thought that the rest of the people couldn't survive without him. So he
Shane, he didn't say, "What are your favorite TV shows, and please give us plot summaries," did he?
Just wait. Yeah. So he grouped them into a barn, then he combined ammonia and chlorine to make some poison gas and tried to kill them all.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. But then in the end, he ended up killing himself.
Nice.
So
happy ending, then.
Yeah, and then as you guys know, you guys probably know The Amazing Race on Sunday, so... Those questions were from Marco, unless you guys have any other TV shows you want to discuss.
You didn't even ask me, you bastard.
You said you didn't watch any.
I said I didn't watch much. I'm not going to answer now, just protest.
Okay, what did you watch then?
No, Shane, I don't watch anything.
He watches this political commentary show called
How
I Got News for You.
It's satire, Shane. It's satirical.
Oh, okay.
I also watch The Daily Show occasionally when I can be bothered. That's funny, with Jon Stewart.
Oh, yeah, I don't like those kind.
Yeah, because, yeah, Shane doesn't like it. Basically just the news. I watch the news quite a lot.
Okay. BBC or Fox?
BBC, British Broadcasting Corporation.
Okay.
We only have one cable news option here that's any decent, and that's Sky News, and that's just... Well, it's owned by Murdoch, so it can't be a good thing.
That's too bad. Jason, anything else?
No.
Okie dokie, then. That was from Marco. That's it for questions. Remember, audio questions can go to questions@rsbnb.com. First thing in tech news, Skype is open sourcing its client on Linux.
I saw this.
They say it'll be part of a larger offering. They can't tell much right now, but having an open source UI will help us get adopted in the quote, multicultural land of Linux distributions, as well as on other platforms, and will speed up further development. We'll update you once more details are available. That's good, you know?
That's good, you know. Yes, it is good, Shane.
But it's not the codec that's being open sourced, it's just the UI, which would be a pretty good thing on OS X because the OS X version of Skype is lagging behind the Windows version, and I'm sure Jason knows that the Linux version severely lags behind the Windows version as well.
Actually, I haven't reinstalled my Linux yet since I installed Windows 7.
Okay. Yeah, Ubuntu 9.10 is out as well.
Oh.
I want to have a look at that, but yeah, sometime. So, should be interesting to see what kind of clients people can come up with for this, but it's a good thing in general when software like this that's owned by a company goes open source, because it's saying a lot about the company, so I applaud them for that.
What a deafening round of applause that was.
Yeah, you should have joined in, you know?
No, you were applauding them, Shane. I wasn't.
You should have joined in, though.
There's a lot of things I should do, Shane.
Yeah, that's right. Windows 7 Service Pack 1 beta is rumored to be appearing by the end of 2009. And released to manufacturing, going public by second half of 2010.
I sort of feel like I may have to upgrade soon. Because I don't want to be two OSs behind.
Yeah, do you want me to build you a new computer that you can take with you when you go away?
No, I will get one when I'm out of basic training and I have my own room.
Okay. Well, we'll have to discuss that then. Basically, this Russian site...
I wouldn't trust it if it's Russian.
Well, they found a list of all the different build numbers from Windows 7 that came after the final version. So, obviously, these have to be going towards something, right? Specifically, Service Pack 1. Because what else would they be working towards, you know?
Yes.
But I'm trying to figure out what they would change in Windows 7 Service Pack 1, because it seems fairly polished already. Jason, what do you think?
They might be adding more compatibility.
Yeah. Have you ever had any problems with that?
Yeah, I did. I still haven't gotten time to install that program I talked to you about.
Okay. Yeah. But did it work fine in Vista?
The demo did. I haven't tried the full version yet.
Okay. Yeah, so should be interesting to see what they do with this. But yeah, Brad, whenever you want, just let me know and I'll put something together for you.
Thank you.
Yes. Okay. Now this one kind of made me laugh last night. Not as much as the Fruit Hat did, but it still made me laugh. Mac Game, art project or malware? As part of his Masters of Fine Arts thesis project, Zach Gage wrote a game to run on Macintosh computers that resembles Space Invaders, but with a digital roulette twist. For every alien spaceship the player destroys, a random file on the computer is deleted. Lose Lose is a video game with real-life consequences. Each alien in the game is created based on a random file on the player's computer. If the player kills the alien, the file is based on is deleted. If the player's ship is destroyed, the application itself is deleted. The computer technology design major wrote this on his website. Then he also says, at what point does our virtual data become as important to us as physical possessions? If we have reached that point already, what real objects do we value less than our data? So, for question for both of you guys, what do you value less than your data that's stored on your computer?
What do I value less?
Yeah.
It's a difficult question. I don't know. There's not much.
Okay. So you don't have anything that's irreplaceable on your computer?
Not really.
Okay. Jason?
There's only a few irreplaceable things.
Okay. See, I have 53 gigabytes of pictures taken from 2002 onwards, so that would be pretty irreplaceable if some reason that both the main drive and the backup drive was to die. So, this kind of made me think about that. How much would I be willing to pay for that, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. But it's something interesting, but I don't know. Is that something that is it legal to have a game that deletes random files?
if they've got it in the fine print, that it's not their fault if your files get deleted.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd play it. Would you guys play it?
No.
No.
Never. Unless I
unless, put it in. Unless I installed it on a new system that I just, okay. You know, that had nothing on it.
Exactly.
What if you try it on Marie's Mac?
No, she'd kill me. She would. She would kill me. There is no question about that.
Yeah. I don't know. They should have made a Windows version. That'd be more funny, you know?
Well, no. Trusted somebody who uses a Mac to come up with this. Some artsy-fartsy idiot.
Okay. We're not all artsy-fartsy people on the Mac.
Yeah, you are.
No, we're not.
I know
not.
Two people who use Macs and both... Well, Chain isn't, but...
Okay.
I think Shane's artsy-fartsy in a technical way.
No, no, completely not. There are people who are far worse than me.
Yeah,
so
probably
I'm not.
Your sister.
No, she's actually... I wouldn't call her a nerd by any stance in terms of tech, so... Yeah.
But she's artsy-fartsy.
Yeah, she likes...
See, told you.
She likes making things in Photoshop and drawing and painting and stuff.
Artsy-fartsy.
She's a good drawer with, like, pencil crayons and stuff. Or pastels. I think that's her best medium. And she also does some good stuff in Photoshop, too. So, yeah. She uses a Mac Mini. I don't know why we're talking about this, but we should just be moving on to other things, I think. Unless any of you guys have anything else to say on this game.
Don't install it.
Okay. Brad?
Sorry?
Anything else to say on the game?
No, nothing else.
Okie dokie. I got a little Informer thing I want to tell you about. If you head over to informer.rsbnb.com right now, you can find the articles from Jason and his Informer colleagues, including our new PvP and economy specialists, and the October Roundup. So head over to informer.rsbnb.com and check out what they've been up to. Specifically, also, you can. There's this article I want to draw you to about 76King, written by Chris. So he discusses basically how Jagex's changes in relation to 76King have affected the game. That's at informer.rsbnb.com. Jason, you want to share anything about what you're working with for this month?
I'm planning on doing another article like what you're wearing, except based on ranged. I've already done one for ranged defense, but now I want to do one on ranged max damage.
Okay. That's good. Brad, are you going to be writing anything?
Possibly.
Yes, we might be bringing Mr. Woodward back into the fold with writing some stuff, so watch out for his commentary on updates coming next week. I hope next week's a farming update, because you said you'd write about what update came out.
Yeah, but I would just be really acid-tongued about it.
Anyways, November Skill of the Month update. This month's Skill of the Month is woodcutting. Any of you guys enter?
Scottum. 33 people did enter. I was not one of them.
And at least it's a little bit more of a race than last month's smithing, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Well, there is nine between the top four. There's a million experience. It's not that great.
Yeah, but still, there's people with over 100k XP who are at least giving a try in the.
There's 13 people with 100k experience or more.
Yeah, and the graph that's showing XP gain per day is generally upward sloping. So that's good. Basically, Adaron Cronon is winning with 1.9 million XP. Asavaz 1, I think that's Brian, 1.7 million XP, and Italy for Life, 1 million XP. So there you go, that's smithing. And just a reminder to all you guys competing, don't change your name, because if you do, Skill of the Month won't track you anymore.
It'll just tail off.
Yeah, so keep that in mind. Are you going back to Brad Woodward?
No.
Oh, why not?
Because I can't stand to have my real name. It's terrible.
Jason,
even though numbers are really crummy, they're better than my real name.
Jason, you keeping yours, not changing it?
That's the plan.
Okay. Jason, do you have a pick?
How about GIMP? GIMP.org. It's like Photoshop.
Explain what it is for those who haven't used it before because they haven't heard about it primarily, I'm guessing.
It's a free image editing software like Photoshop, and it's on Linux and I believe Mac also, and Windows, of course. And it can do almost everything Photoshop can. I use it for all of my image editing.
Image editing just in general, or?
Yeah, pretty much. I don't do anything specifically special.
Does it have the ability to have like layers and everything and levels and everything like Photoshop does?
Yeah.
Color correction and stuff too?
Uh-huh.
Okay. What about the interface? Have they improved that at all from back a long time ago?
Now they've got it to where, at first, if you've been using the old one and then you just download this one, it can be a little confusing because it shows you your main working window. And then when you close that out, it closes the whole thing out. Whereas before, you could close that out because all of the menus were on another dock window.
Okay.
But now it's all in the main window. But there are still the two other docks with your tools, your colors, your layers, your channels and paths, and undo history. One nice thing about GIMP is you can undo almost anything.
What do you mean?
Like if you do something, like you say you add a brush and then you do some other stuff with it, then you add a render, then you add some other stuff. If it turns out that you don't like how it's going, but you might like how the brush is, but you don't like how the render is, but you've done all this other stuff after adding the render, you can undo the history back to right after you added the brush stroke.
Oh, okay. Without having to press the Control-Z multiple times, or? Does it have a window like Photoshop does for that?
Yeah, it does. Okay.
Yeah, so from the sounds of it, it seems to have advanced since the last time I took a look at it. Is there any progress on the thing called GIMP Shop?
I don't know. I haven't used that in a while. Last time I used it, it was the same thing as GIMP, except it was inside a big window. The whole thing was.
Yeah, apparently what it did was it made the GIMP software look a lot more like Photoshop. So, but the last version they have is for Mac OS 10.4, which is a long time ago. But yeah, anyways, check out GIMP. The links will be in the show notes for that. It's a great alternative to Paint. Great alternative to Paint. Brad, anything to say on that?
Nothing.
Okay, sounds like you were going to sleep, so I'm going to ask you what you've been doing.
Nothing.
Come on.
Nothing.
Okay, on RuneScape.
I got 1,800 total today.
I saw that.
I've been saving penguin points for 3 weeks, so I had 48 penguin points. And because I heard you could only save up to a maximum of 50, so I thought, well, I might as well use them now. And I got 67,200 summoning experience with it, which got me from level 56 to level 59.
That's a good idea. I should start saving penguin points again, like actually go out and hunt for them.
It is worthwhile, I think, because, I mean, 67,000 summoning experiences probably took me maybe 2 hours, probably less than that, over those 3 weeks. And I didn't have to pay any. I didn't have to gather any charms. It was completely free.
Okay. So did you actually go hunt them, or did you just wherever you see them?
No, I go to World 60, which is the official penguin hunting world, and they have some clan chats they set up there. And they have lists of the general areas where the penguins are. And then basically people in the chat, you know, ask where they are, and you get a lot of people telling you. And they trap them where they can, and they know where they are. It's very quick.
So you can only see the same penguin once every week?
Yeah. Okay. But that's you can get 16 points a week, including finding the polar bear in the well.
In the where?
In the well. There's a polar bear in the well once you finish hunt for red rack tuber.
Really?
And finding him gives you 1 point as well. There's 10 penguins, some give one, some give two. There's one polar bear in the well, which gives 1 point, and it totals to 16 points a week.
What
and
well you are you talking about?
Any well around RuneScape. He's in a random well.
The world of Gyllenor.
Yeah.
Wow, okay. I did not know that about the polar bear.
So yeah, there's 16 points a week. And the experience is whatever level you want to raise. So say 56 summoning times that by 25. That's the amount of experience you'll get for 1 point. So it's...
That's good.
It's worthwhile. It's worthwhile. Yeah, anyway.
And what were you doing with fireworks before the show?
The yearly family firework party, which is... aren't really sure why we do it anymore. We still do it.
And no one got their arm blown off?
No, it was funny though. My father sort of... I did them at the beginning and then Dad did some. And he did a rocket. And he put it a bit too close to the washing up line first. And it actually hit the washing up line as it went up. And then changed. Went sideways and went into somebody's garden just down the street over the fence. I said, I hope they weren't Asian. Because otherwise they might think it was a hate crime or something. You know, like in the local paper, you know, we had rockets aimed at our garden during firework night.
Did you check to make sure nothing started on fire?
Well, we were looking for a while, and it didn't seem like anything started on fire. I think, but these were the words of my auntie: if you see any flames, quick, put the bonfire out, run inside, and hide. That's what she said.
Auntie Woodward?
No, she's not Woodward. She remarried Shane.
Okay.
I'm not telling you her name.
Oh, that's hilarious. Okay. Right. What about this weekend? Anything you want to share?
No.
Okie dokie, Jason.
I've been using Slayer, as we mentioned earlier, to train my defense. I've been fighting the Turas most recently and jellies and getting a fair bit of level 3 clue scrolls, which is nice. One of them gave me the Strahdemon helm, which also that same clue gave me a gilded full helm also.
Really? How much are those worth now?
I actually posted a picture of that on RuneWire.
Okay. Continue, I'm just looking that up.
I finished the Ardoon Achievement Diary a few days ago or a week or something like that. And I really like that one. I love the cape because once you complete the easy, medium, and hard tasks, the cape gives +6 to prayer, which is actually the best in RuneScape currently.
Yeah, okay. What? Continue.
Oh, and it's also got unlimited teleports to monastery south of Ardoon, which makes for an easy way to get to Ardoon. And also, once a day, you get to teleport to the farming patch north of Ardoon, unless you've completed the elite tasks, and then you can teleport to that farming patch as many times a day as you want.
You know, that sounds good about being able to teleport to the monastery, because there's that... berry farming patch right there.
Yes, that's very nice too.
Yeah, so. No, that's good. What about anything real life that you want to talk about?
I finally got a laptop case.
Oh, yeah?
It's about all.
It fits properly and everything?
Yep, finally found one the right size.
Oh, that's good. I've been using my same bag for the last 5 years. Might be time for a new one because it's the padding around the shoulders worn out, so it's hard to carry for extended periods of time. But okay. Oh, we already asked Brad what he was doing, didn't we?
What have you been doing, Shane?
Agility.
Fun.
Agility. 500 and some odd K from level 98. That should be this weekend, I hope. Also, I've been starting to gear up for another midterm next week, but this one we actually seem to get a bit more hints on this one about how to handle these readings that are 15 pages long. Basically, the guy said just read the introduction and abstract and conclusions, teach them, and that'll tell you what you want to know.
So you're being lazy then?
Yeah, he told us to do that though.
So your teacher told you to be lazy. What a wonderful teacher!
And also economics, which I was quite proud about, that me and Brad had a nice debate on, but we're not going to go to that here.
And Shane's fundamental understanding of academia is not good.
Oh, jeez. Also, I've been playing with a little thing called Subversion. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of it on the RSBB server. Basically, it's a revision control system that lets you keep track of different versions of source code files. So, for instance, source code files for various projects here on RSBB, which was real fun to get set up, you know? It was a team effort in the end, but it works now. Team effort between Mike and myself. Oh, and I've also got a project coming out this weekend that you guys are going to like. I'll show you and Jason a picture after we're done recording here. But I think that's about it for RSBNB Update 229. Anybody have anything else?
Nine.
Okie dokie. This has been RSBNB Update 229 with Jason at runewire.com/JasonMRC.
Hi.
And Brad, or Evelyn, at runewire.com/Brad.
Shut up, Michelle.
And that's me, runewire.com/Shane. Goodbye, everyone.
Bye-bye.